Governor, how are you this morning?
I'm well. Good to be with you. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you, sir. You've been on the ground many times here in East Palestine. What's your last 3 weeks been like, sir, planning? This seems to be the top priority for you right now, is making sure that people are receiving information in East Palestine, but also receiving that vital information. Is that right?
Well, it's not only receiving information. That's certainly a part of it. And basically what we're trying to do is tell people what we know when we know it. And I'll just give you an example. When we talked about the water, the village water, that you turn on your tap, the water comes out. We said, look, we're testing it, but until we get the test back, we suggest you drink a bottle of water. A few days ago, we got the test back, and the water is good. And then we told people, look, now not only bathe in this water, you can drink this water. But we're also going forward, going to continue to test that water every single week. So we're trying to tell people what we know, when we know it. We're not saying everything is safe or everything is perfect. What we are saying is, we're testing the air. The air is good. If you are concerned about the air in your house, we'll test the air in your house. We've been to over 500 homes and tested the air in different houses. All those come back as good. The other thing we're trying to do is make sure people get the help they need. And one of the things that came up as we talked to people and listened to people, some people are having symptoms. They're having medical problems. They obviously want to know, look, is that connected to what's going on at, what happened because of the train wreck? Is this caused by the train wreck? And so we have set up now a clinic along with the Columbiana County Health Department. We've got five or six different agencies that are involved, the Poison Control Center in Ohio, our state health department. And this clinic is now seeing people every day, and they're actually being examined. So if anybody has something they want checked out, we're going to get them in. We've got doctors to see them, and then they can get referred out, maybe to somebody else. We've got specialists who really understand chemicals and poisons and everything. So, these are the things that we're trying to do. The third thing we're doing is, trying to push this cleanup to move just as fast as we can get it moving. It's been moving. We're actually, loading dirt. We're getting ready to take the dirt out. But it's a long, it's a long process. One of the things that people kept saying is, the rails were put back on. Frankly, they were put back on during the night one night by the railroad. We didn't even know they were going back on. People say there's contaminant under those rails. Well, absolutely. Of course there's contaminant under those rails. And, we've been pushing the railroad and tell them, look, you need to dig that up. So I did have a conversation yesterday with the CEO who said, yes, we are going to get that dug up. So we're going to continue to push this every single day. I have my EPA director who's been on the scene basically from the beginning, Ann Fogel. She was on one of the town hall sessions last night on CNN. Dr. Vanderhoff, who is our director of health, and other people with our health department are on the scene. So, all of these things are going on as we try to move forward every day.
If you don't mind me asking you, Governor, is there happening right now, are we seeing people that are able to go to this clinic that's in East Palestine that maybe they don't have health insurance?
Yeah, the whole idea was to cover anybody and do it for free, no charge, whether you have health insurance. If you don't have health insurance, whether you have a primary care physician or don't. I mean, the truth is that, some people don't have a primary care physician that they go to regularly. So we want to you see them as well, and then, you know, try to get them lined up for someone who they can see, you know, over the next months and years.
That's good to know. A lot of people in East Palestine that I've been talking to, Governor, they're saying that they feel as though money is the number one thing with Norfolk Southern, and they feel as though it was a slap in the face to them when you guys lifted that evacuation order 2 weeks ago. And within minutes, trains were coming right back through East Palestine. What are your thoughts on that, that a toxic train derailment happened, and then before you know, sir, Norfolk Southern sending trains right back through the rails?
I get it. Look, I understand. As I said, you know, they put that rail back on and fixed it during the night with really no notice to us at all. And started running those trains, and you know we've been pushing and telling them, look, you need to go in there and you know take those rails out and take the dirt out. That dirt has to come out of there. The contaminants have to come out of there. So I fully understand what people are saying.
What's the long term goal, sir? What's the long term plan? This isn't an easy and a quick fix. Do you guys have mapped out a 5, a 10, a 20-year plan here in East Palestine with the cleanup process, or is that all between the EPA and Norfolk Southern?
No. We're working to get a plan that we can publish that will show people, you know, where we intend to be in a month, where we intend to be in 6 months, and moving forward. So that is certainly, you know, a work in progress as we continue, you know, the cleanup and to get the community back where they were. You know, you asked what the goal is. I think that the goal has been articulated very well by the mayor. It's been articulated very well by the citizens who I have talked to, who said, look, we want to be put back in the place that we were before this horrific wreck. And that is the goal. You know, we want them to be back in that position where people have confidence that they are safe. They have confidence the water's good. They have confidence the air is good. They have confidence that their kids can play outside in on the yard. I mean, look, when I was over there several days ago, you know, I had people tell me, walked up on one woman was sitting in her a chair out on her porch, and she said, look, I'm afraid to let my kids come out on this yard and play. And, you know, just think about that. That's a horrific thing. You live in your house. You've lived there for many years. You have young children, and you think, I can't let my kids go out. I don't have confidence that there's not contaminant on the grass. And so, you know, these are things that, you know, we've got to get fixed and give people confidence as they move forward.
While we talk about there being that worry about the grass and the contaminants there, I spoke with a farmer on Tuesday following the press conference with the U.S. EPA Administrator Michael Regan and yourself and Josh Shapiro from Pennsylvania. And she's a farmer. I mean, she was nearly in tears because she said, farming is my family's livelihood. That is how we make money. That's how we make money, and we're afraid that we're not going to be able to plant any seeds this year. We're not going to be able to harvest anything, not only this year, but for the next 5 or so years. Is that a concern that you guys are looking into as a whole, sir?
Yeah, anytime there's a concern expressed by a resident, we're going to try to you know, alleviate that concern. I don't have any evidence that, you know, her farmland, or any reason to believe that her farmland, she could not plant a crop. But, you know, if she has that concern, then, you know, we need to go out, frankly, and test her dirt. I mean, these are things that just have to happen. So if a resident is expressing a fear, it is a real fear. Whether or not we think, you know, they should worry about it or not is irrelevant. So we have to be able to be in a position to deal with their fears and deal with their concerns, and we intend to do that. That's part of what we're doing.
And governor, have you been able to speak to President Biden anymore since that one conversation you had when he told you if you need any federal response, let us know. We'll send whatever resources we can. Have you had any more conversations with President Biden as he still remains absent from here in East Palestine?
Yes, I have. He called me. He was in Poland 2 days ago. And, you know, this was the trip that he took in regard to Ukraine. And he called me. And we had a long conversation. You know, he had also talked to Congressman Bill Johnson. The congressman, you know, had told him about some of the businesses that were, you know, having a really hard time. People weren't coming in. They were, had a hard time being open. And the president, you know, took that and the conversation with me said, look, we got to try to figure, you know, how we can get some assistance to these businesses. I talked again to Congressman Johnson this morning about that. So, you know, we don't have a plan yet, but that certainly is a concern. And the president was very much focused on that in his conversation that he had with me the other day.
Governor, we know that at 11 o'clock today, the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, they're holding a press conference. They're going to provide an update about animals, wildlife that are in and around East Palestine. Can you shine any light on what we can expect from this conference?
Yeah, sure. Look, I think there's some good news. The good news is that we're seeing that fish return you know, to some of these areas where there were not fish before because of the pollution. You know, that water is getting better. There's still water that, you know, people have to be concerned about, should not go near, certainly shouldn't be in some of the water. But, you know, that's a continuing process. The fish kill was, as far as we can tell, as far as the Ohio Department of Natural Resources people can tell, this is what they do, was a one-time occurrence. In other words, we're not seeing fish continue to die. What we are seeing is, or what we saw was a fish kill that did occur. Most of these, what we describe as fish or minnows, you know, the vast majority of them, 1 to 3 inches. But they're counted, and they're counted as fish. So what the announcement today, besides Director Mertz, Mary Mertz, will talk about, you know, the fact that some of these creeks are better now than they were. But she's also going to say that they took the data from the actual fish that they, you know, that they collected and extrapolated that out to see, based on what the best estimate would be and extrapolation would be, you know, how many fish actually were killed. And again, she'll give that number today, which is a much larger number than the original number, because the original number was just what they, you know, they able to actually count. But obviously, so, the fish that die that you cannot count. So she'll give that number. But the thing I would stress for everyone is the vast majority of these, we say fish, we think of, you know, what we catch and take home to eat. These are minnows, the vast majority of these quote fish. But that's what that conference, press conference, is about, to give those numbers, to get that information out.
All right. Thank you, sir. And my last question, this is a town where people hunt, right? And of course, people fish. People are worried that they're not going to be able to harvest the deer this fall because they believe deer have been roaming the area drinking creek water. Is that something that you think, or is that a question I need to ask ODNR? Are people going to have to not shoot deer and then take it to get processed in the East Palestine area?
Look, that's a question beyond me, and that's certainly a question for the Ohio Department of Natural Resources, but I'll go back to what I said a moment ago. Anytime people have a question, it's legitimate, and we, you know, we need to try to get them the answer and get them the science behind that. So that's something that we certainly will be getting them an answer for.
All right. Governor Mike DeWine, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us today, and we'll talk to you soon as further developments happen here in East Palestine. Thank you so much, sir, and stay safe.
All right. Thank you very much.